get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and we are here on several platforms today. Some of you are listening in to the Christian Network broadcasting on Comcast Cable and Roku and Amazon Streamline. Some of you are listening to the podcasting version of Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. But wherever you are and whatever station you are listening to, I just want you to know that I am your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life. You know, when I was some of you ages, like in my teens, I never knew that there were components in life. But yes, just like our car, our homes, and some of the things, some of the tools that we use to survive with, we have components in life as well. And those components are spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. So I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. But today, I have a phenomenal young man that's with me that perhaps may be the president of the United States one day, or could be the king of one of our continents or something. But I want you to know that my overcoming battle, for my overcoming battle audience, that this is an intentional, motivational plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics, such as today's topic, that is designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide. And I always tell my audience that strength doesn't come from what you can do, but it comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So today, I'm gonna be sharing with you, well, it's not gonna be me. I will actually stand to the side where we have our subject matter expert talk to you about a phenomenal upcoming, I'm gonna call it a challenge because it was challenging for me when I took this course, but I did my best and hung in there. But it's a 10 days to purpose challenge. And I'm telling you, between the days of 14 and 23 July, you wanna go ahead and mark this down on your calendar, the 14th through the 23rd of July, 10 days of purpose challenge. And I'm gonna move so Professor Finn can come over and tell you more about this particular course that I will be advocating for him for the next few weeks until this course kicks off. And then after the course, the 10 days are over with, we're gonna come back and give you some phenomenal takeaways like what I have today. So like I said, Dr. P, are you there? I would love to.
I am right here. I am so excited, Dr. Betty. It's just amazing to be with your listeners and to be joining you via all these multiple platforms as we talk about the life's most important question. Listen, if you're listening, go ahead and tag somebody, go ahead and share this, because we're gonna talk about life's most important question. And I want you to stick around because we will ask you if you've had a chance to actually respond to life's most important question. But Dr. Betty, I'm so excited. I know your listeners are just amazing from the feedback you've given me and just hearing about your audience audience. I cannot wait to add value. I cannot wait to impact and leave an imprint. And talk about imprints. It's just amazing what you're doing and the changes you're making. Congratulations on having the number one amazing, powerful, inspiring song. And if you've not downloaded it, go download that song by Betty Speaks. And just engage with it. And we just, I'm so excited and so honored that you would take the opportunity to work with me as I push this message of inspiring and actually equipping people to really fully understand and discover the meaning of their existence. So I'm excited and I cannot wait for us to jump on this and actually look into it further.
Thank you. Yes. So as we said before, you are embarking upon a 10-day challenge. And this challenge is actually not just isolated to, you're in the state of Texas, and it's not isolated to your audience there in Texas. This is a challenge that can be taken worldwide. And if you could tell us, give us the link and for the challenge first.
Yes, absolutely. So actually, the last time we did this challenge was right after lockdown last year. And it's taken me a while to actually do it again because I wanted to walk the people that actually went through the challenge on this path and this journey for at least a year to help them get where they need to go and actualize their dreams. So one of the things that, so I'm Dr. Phineas, and let me just give context before I answer that question, because sometimes people would want to know who is this and who's talking and why you're talking. So just to give you a little bit of context about myself. So I was born in a third world country in Africa, in Kenya. I was born in a poor family. We lived off of less than $2 a day. I was premature. I was born 2.86 pounds. I grew up with chronic bronchitis and asthma. I was a very fragile, sick child and dealt with a lot of issues just growing up, being that at the time there was no infrastructure or resources that would help their infants and so the premies. And so it was such a challenging time for me and grew up with a lot of insecurities, not knowing who I am, what I'm called to do, and why I'm here on earth. And at the age of about 14, I got diagnosed with three major illness. I was diagnosed with three major illness that actually left me paralyzed on my left side, not knowing if I will ever have a chance to walk again. And you can imagine as a kid, you know, at that particular time when other kids are out playing and you're trying to fight for your life and trying to figure, am I now relegated to being in the bed and not being able to do anything? And I was really traumatized. I have to say I was very traumatized because we went to the doctors and while they were doing the whole protocol, treatment, I just got my left side. I just couldn't feel my left side and I got paralyzed. I couldn't feel I couldn't walk. And because we couldn't afford a taxi or a cab, my mom actually carried me on her back. And I remember we walked about 2 miles, 4 miles, which is 2 kilometers back to the house. And we got home, I was laying in bed and I was desperate and I was scared and I really didn't know what would happen. And I remember for a couple of weeks, I couldn't leave the bed. And I remember somebody came to see my sister and brought a message. It was a little tape. It was a cassette tape. If your listeners are old enough to remember cassettes and VHS. And the message there was purpose by design. It was a message by a gentleman that's actually became a mentor and passed on a couple of years ago. His name was Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was teaching about purpose by design, that we all have a purpose. And that thing actually was epiphany. It was the starting point from which this whole journey started, where I heard this message and inspired the core of me that I have a purpose. No matter where I was born, no matter my circumstances, no matter where I started from, we all have a purpose. And so to answer your question, Dr. Betty, before we get deeper into this, is that the challenge is about helping people discover their purpose. So many people are living lives of quiet desperation, and they're just hoping to arrive at life, at death safely. But a lot of people are leaving, but they are dead because they are not living for the purpose for which they were created for. And so my assignment, I've dedicated myself over the last 26 years to help people fully understand, discover, and actualize their purpose in life. So my purpose is to help people discover what they are here on earth to do. And so that's why I created this 10 Days to Purpose Challenge. And you've taken it, Dr. Betty, and you know how amazing it was, but also how challenging. This is not for people who don't want to put in the work. It's an amazing challenge. And for 10 days, I intentionally, systematically take you through a proven path where I can walk with you to help you discover your purpose and understand the meaning, the core meaning of your existence, why you're here on earth. And so that is what the challenge is about. And if you want to find out more as we talk about this today, I want you to go to www.10daystopurpose.com. That's www.10daystopurpose.com. And you will find more information, because what we're going to do for 10 days, I'll come live. It's streaming live. Last time we did this, we reached to over hundreds of people in about 12 countries. And we were able to touch hundreds of people and help them discover their purpose. We're talking about people from Australia, people from the UK, people from South Africa, people from Botswana. I mean, we have people from Jamaica, Haiti, all over the world joining in and actually sitting in on this and really fully honing in on their purpose. So it's a 10 Days to Purpose Challenge. It starts on July the 14th through the 23rd. I'm going to come in live. Once you go onto the website, you will sign up. Of course, there's a small fee to sign up. It's an investment for yourself. It's gotta be worth for you to discover your purpose. And so you'll go in and sign up. And once you sign up, you'll be given access to a closed Facebook group. And in that closed Facebook group, every day for 60 to 90 minutes, I will come in and I will walk you through a proven path to help you discover your purpose once and for all. And I can guarantee this. A lot of people say, oh, we'll teach you about... I can guarantee you this. This is something I've done for the last 26 years. I've spent hundreds and thousands of dollars. I've spent countless hours in conferences, in different media, just learning in. I've read so many resources trying to understand this core thing called purpose, helping people discover the core of their identity. So that website is www.10daystopurpose.com, and you need to sign up. Now, we have a basic sign up, which will allow anybody to participate, but we also have a premium package that will allow everybody to get all my training notes, all my videos. They'll get all my PowerPoints, because the goal is to empower you and to equip you so you can be more, go farther, reach higher than you ever thought possible.
Unbelievable. I think you need to take a huge glass of water. You put that out there so perfectly. And you know, the best investment is yourself, honestly.
Absolutely.
If you invest in yourself, I promise you, you will treat yourself to other investments, especially when it comes to Dr. Phoenix. Let me tell you, like he said, he's going to pour into you. Did you hear how hype he was? Do you all hear how hype he was? Now, that's nonstop for about 5 minutes. He was hype. Can you imagine 60 minutes? He's the same way, whether it's 30, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. That's yes. The same hypeness.
That energy.
Yes. Even on Sunday services, he's going to be right. You will not have the opportunity to blink an eye. You will not get sleepy. He's going to give you that same energy. And I promise you, when I invested in the course, I was thinking of that I would receive like a canvas package in black and white. Or I wasn't expecting the materials that were provided. When you invest in this course, you get, like he said, he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to perfect himself in this subject.
Yes. And Dr. Betty, You see, the greatest tragedy in life is not death. It's actually a life without purpose. My mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe, always used to say that. And George Washington Carver has a statement that he says, no individual has the right to come into this world and go out of it without leaving behind a distinct and legitimate reason for having passed through it. And that's why you talk about imprints, and that's what it's about. It's about leaving a legitimate, a distinct and legitimate reason for having been in existence. So many people, and during this COVID times, a lot of people, we've really had a reality check. In so many, most of us are lost family members. I was sick. I understand that the challenge. I had to eulogize a friend of mine, I mean, who was 41 years old, young man, full of dreams. And it really brought me to the awareness of the inevitability of death. The death is inevitable. And so what we have to do is we have to live each day as if it's our last day. And how do we do that? We cannot live each day as if it's our last day unless we understand the reason for why we exist. Because when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. And so we got to get to the point where we understand, what am I here for? And I say to you, I say to your listeners that I'm going to give you life most important question. The life most important question that you can ask yourself, that you need to ask yourself, is who am I and what am I here to give? What am I here to add on to? What am I here to contribute in the world? You see, the masses of men are living lives of desperation, and they're just working and going to work and trying to numb their pain through drugs or alcoholism, trying to find fulfillment in things and buying things and having things, but that does not bring fulfillment. Fulfillment comes in being who you were meant to be. Nothing matters more in life than knowing your purpose, and nothing can compensate for not knowing your purpose. And so one of the things that I've realized is that a lot of people are fearful because they don't know where to start. They don't know this. The process can be daunting. The process can be difficult. Sometimes they feel like they don't have a purpose. Well, I'm just, you know, it's just me, poor old me. This is my life. I was relegated to live this life. Now, listen, if anyone could qualify to make those statements and live with those statements, was my life. When I looked at my life, I didn't have a rich uncle. I lived off of less than $2 a day. We were born in a poor family. The poor called us poor. And so I understand not having anything. But when I listened to this message, it sparked something in me that pursuing your purpose is not a luxury. It's a moral obligation that we have to live up to, that the essence and the of our existence, we have to serve humanity with the reason why we exist. And so one of the things that I'll be doing is I'll be helping people. And I'm telling you, this is not just one of those, oh, we tell you your purpose is your passion. Oh, if you just seek within, you're going to discover. No, this, we're going to change your mindset. We're going to walk you through tools. We're going to take you through assessments. We're going to have you write about your life's most painful experiences. We're going to extract purpose in your pain. We are going to work. We are literally going to help you discover who you are meant to be. So that's what I'm excited about, because one of the things that I've realized, Dr. Betty, the greatest hindrance to understanding our purpose is the ignorance that we have one. A lot of people just don't know that they have one. So they just leave because they have to. But no, knowing your purpose enables you to discover yourself. It brings awareness. It gives you opportunities in life. Some of the doors that have opened in my life is because I've come to a place of understanding my purpose and my assignment in life. So that's what this challenge is about. It's about helping people discover themselves, dealing with the imposter syndrome, dealing with the insecurities of trying to be a cheap imitation of somebody else. You have to find yourself. We want you to find yourself. And when you find yourself, you find courage, you find confidence, you get sexy. All right, Dr. Betty, you feel good about yourself because you know who you are. And who you are is not defined by what you do. It's not defined by what you have. You have to get to the point where you discover your true self, the true you that's not defined by factors outside of you. I'm so excited about this.
Yes, you are. www.10dayspurpose.com. That's
10daystopurpose.com. Yes, ma'am.
10daystopurpose.com. So, yes, ma'am. honestly. You were gonna have to give him mouth to mouth every now and then. He is so excited, and I promise you, he is not. This is not just for today's show. He's gonna give you 10 days of nothing but excitement. And like he said, you will have homework each day.
Each day.
And yes. The challenging thing for me was doing that video. You know, each day. But the most important thing, a phenomenal takeaway, was I wasn't the only one there that didn't know my purpose in life. There were so many other, and because of taking this challenge, I am still connected to those individuals that it feels like we are accountable to one another. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, it becomes a community, and that's why we have it on a closed Facebook group, because we want to create a safe place where people who are trying to find, and we have rules for this group because we want people to sharpen each other, to equip each other, to help each other. So we got people encouraging each other, celebrating each other. We got the purpose award at the end of the challenge. We did a purpose award, and we celebrated people who've taken accomplishment, people who really took steps to achieve their purpose and to attain. And by the end of it, by the way, you leave knowing your purpose and you leave with a purpose manifesto. This becomes your guiding tool, your principle that leads you in every decision-making process. You know, I think it's Lou Holtz that says that decisions are easy to make when purpose is known, you know? And so when purpose is known, we want to help you so that you can avoid making decisions that don't add up to your purpose. One of the things, Dr. Betty, you and I talk about, and this one thing I'm excited about you, is that if something is not adding on to your purpose or building towards the imprint of what you're doing, it's not for you. And you're not afraid to say no, and you're not gonna pick up and try to do things just to impress people, because you know what you're about. You know, life is too short for us to be living outside of our assignment. You know, Friedrich Nietzsche said that he who has a why to live can bear with almost anyhow. The reason most people don't have the ability to navigate through crisis in their lives is they don't know what their purpose is. When COVID hit, a lot of people were distracted, fearful. They didn't know what they're going to do. But people who went, I've had people who've taken this challenge and gone and had surgery and gone and have tumors removed and literally understand that I'm able to go through this season because I have a purpose and I have an assignment and I have a destiny and it's got to be accomplished. Somebody sent me a message, Dr. Betty, saying, you know, if I hadn't taken your 10 days to purpose challenge, I'll be a wreck. They were at the hospital dealing with a major procedure, and because they knew that they have a purpose. I have somebody who started, they were so fearful, would never get before a camera, and now they're actually coaching and doing wealth and fitness training online. I mean, this is what it's about, you know? The more precise and confident you are about your purpose, the greater the chances you accomplish your assignment in life and the greater you have to impact other people's lives. So we want to help you find confidence in who you are meant to be, not the imposter you, not the person who nobody knows who you truly are because you are so many copies of other people. We want to get to the core of who you are so you can find fulfillment, so you can be excited about living and have a reason for waking up every morning and going to work knowing that I'm doing what I was put in this world to do.
I have to come back so I can give you some mouth to mouth, sir. Honestly.
Talk to me.
You've given so many amazing quotes that are so good. I heard you give a quote a couple of days ago by Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
I would love for you to
get one of my favorite one.
I'm like, no, he didn't. He took that from my notes. I'm going to have you talk about that and then tell folks how to get back in touch with you because I want to make sure we have enough time to enter everything.
So one of the things, Dr. Betty, that I believe in is that there are no magical moments. People look in life for opportunities. They look for ideal situation. They look for ideal investments. They look for ideal partners. They're just not moments. In life, what happens is they're not magical moments. They're just moments. And when we seize those moments, we make them magical. And so it's really up to us. It's in our hands. Our destiny, destiny is not unpredictable. Destiny is actually scheduled. You schedule your destiny by your decisions. The decisions you make today determines the future you're going to have. So one of the things is that if we don't make different decisions today, we cannot be at a different place tomorrow. Insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So if you keep doing what you're doing, if you keep living, going to work, working for somebody else, not finding fulfillment, just hoping that you can arrive safely at retirement, that is not a life. You need to live a life that is impactful. You need to leave an imprint here on earth. That's what Dr. Betty is about. Leaving an imprint, leaving a legacy, becoming a person that people can look back and say, you are the person that helped me discover what I was born to be. So one of the things I want to tell you, you have a moment and you have a chance, and rarely do you, I've had to invest so much in myself just to get this to where I am. I'm not teaching things that are just good ideas. These are principles that I've embodied and lived. And these are the same principles you find people like Jeff Bezos or Oprah Winfrey or Steve Jobs or Elon Musk. These are the same principles that successful people have engaged with and have discovered their purpose. And now they're living a life that is worth living, a life that is making a difference. And so the one of the things that we talked about, Dr. Betty, on that quote is Bruce Springsteen said that, you know, there comes a time when a person has to stop wishing for the person he wants to be and he starts becoming the person he was intended to be. I wrote a book called From Dreaming to Becoming. We got to move from just dreaming, hoping, wishing. Wishing is not a strategy. Hoping is not a strategy. You got to actualize. You got to take steps that moves you closer to your dream, that moves you closer to who you are meant to be. And listen, when opportunity meets preparation, success is inevitable. So I'm giving you an opportunity. We're going to prepare you, and I want you to be successful. I want you to look back. In the last 12 months, I've had over 15 people that took the challenge that whose life has taken a different path. I'm talking about taking on a different career, taking on new responsibility, moving into management and senior leadership because they're beginning to understand what they're about. And that's what we're going to do for you. We're going to move you from not knowing your purpose to being clear, living a life of unfulfillment to finding fulfillment. We're going to move you to a place where you have complete clarity. My goal is to give you complete clarity, and I can guarantee that without time wasting, costly mistakes, we don't want you to do the same things we've done. Now that we know better, you know, Maya Angelou says that when you do what you know to do until you know better, and when you know better, do better. And so listen, we're going to equip you with the tools. We're going to show you how to do better with life. And we're going to sit back and watch you be everything that you were meant to be. Go to this site, www.10daystopurpose.com. Go and sign up. Don't wait, because this is going to fill up and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to know your purpose so you can go out there and leave an imprint.
Unbelievable. Strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing imprint they generate throughout their life journey. That's what Dr. Fetus has just done. He told you about the $2. He told you where he came from. He shared with you how much he invested in this course just to save lives. He didn't invest in it for himself. He invested in it, in this course, in his opportunity. He soars, sees opportunities and rise. That's what I say. And he's inspiring others to do the same. So Dr. Fetus, I want to thank you so much for being on all the platforms, giving all of your energy and saving some.
For the challenge. No. We have enough challenge.
Challenge. So again, he has shared with us how we can register. I will make sure that the information is available again on this platform. So those of you that couldn't take notes because of his energy, it will be there for you. Any last words, sir?
Listen, you can be more, you can go farther, you can reach higher than you ever thought possible. Sometimes it's not that we don't have capacity, it's that we need somebody that can help us connect the dot. And I want to help you connect the dot. And if anything, this is going to be a moment that will be forever etched in your life, because I'm telling you, you cannot take this challenge and remain the same. Everybody that has taken the challenge in one way or another has been inspired or actually activated to move from one step to the next. So this is for everybody, is for anybody, those who know their purpose. If you're a coach and you want to help people discover their purpose, come on and join in. We'll give you resources, or I'll give you all my teaching material. I'll give you all my PowerPoint. I'll give you the videos. You can teach and help people discover their purpose. That's what this is about. We are creating a movement. We are a tribe of people who knows their purpose, because we are all about our purpose.
That's it. We've not heard the last of him. He has another platform that's coming later on in life this year. So I'm not going to spoil that, because we want you to register. We're connected. We're tethered together.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. So,
we have so much more stored in for you this year, but please register. I promise you, you're going to enjoy those 10 days, honestly. Get your families, your friends, your frenemies, is that a word, sir? Your frenemy.
We can engineer it.
Get them all aboard. And thank you so much for tuning in with us today.
Thank you so much.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.